This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. For the first time in 30 years, a new way to fund Colorado schools cleared the legislature. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
The bill puts more money towards students living in poverty, English language learners, and special education students. The plan would cost about $500 million over 6 years. Some big suburban school districts oppose the bill, saying it throws into question their long-term funding. Members of the state's largest teachers union sent 35,000 emails to oppose two contentious studies in the bill. They were ultimately taken out. Educators said one of the studies was a first step towards privatizing public schools. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Business owners in downtown Colorado Springs will have help to purchase the buildings where they operate. CPR's Dan Boy says the downtown partnership has started a new loan program.
Unlike other urban centers, Colorado Springs does not have much vacancy for small businesses to open up shop downtown, which has been pushing tenant rents up. Susan Edmondson runs the downtown partnership. She says the new loan program will help those with storefronts buy instead of rent.
Now, that's not going to happen in every case. But we know the more local businesses can own their location, that stabilizes them and stabilizes downtown.
Edmondson says they hope to close on their first loan next week for Icons, a gay bar displaced by an electrical fire last December. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
It's estimated that 1 in 9 U.S. adults have long COVID. In Colorado, that's about 200,000 people. The National Institutes of Health committed $500 million over the next 4 years to better understand it. That's welcome news for Nina Story, who was diagnosed in March of 2020.
The patients have really led the research and have been so strong in advocacy to, you know, find treatments for it.
Part of the research funding will go toward clinical trials to find treatments for long COVID or at least reduce its effects. Coming up, we'll go to Gunnison for some words of inspiration and one commencement address for this graduation season. This is CPR News.